In 1932, one of my motels became famous overnight, or rather notorious. In the aftermath, a macabre tourism brought more guests to the Escape Auto Hotel than we could accommodate. The insane mass murderer, Michael Edward Adams, gained access to our branch on El Dorado Lake and killed 19 people in a bestial way. After a shootout with the cops, the killer was able to flee and disappear heavily injured across the fields behind the house. Not until several days later, the authorities succeeded in tracing his tracks to a remote forest hut. And what they found there went down in the history of the state. An infernal playground of horror. Investigators later found out that Michael Edward Adams was the son of the felon and murderer Edward J. Eddie Adams, who was one of the leading bandits in the early days of Prohibition. He was suspected to have committed 7 murders in the Midwest, 3 policemen in Wichita among the victims, within one good year. His wife left him even before his gangster career, while with child, because of his numerous affairs and increasingly criminal activities. The offspring of those two, one Michael Edward Adams, who made the motel Escape in Kansas so popular, was rejected by his own mother, and grew up lonely and isolated in just that hut to which his own blood trail should lead many years later. To this day, every trace of him is missing. It is said, however, that the hut in the forest is still there at the reservoir, isolated and derelict between the trees. But is it really abandoned?